Do you fight fair when you have a conflict in the relationship? Do you resort to extreme or irrational tactics when you're fighting, like slamming doors, exaggerated motions? Do you need to have the last snarky word?
Sure, that's what happens.
Do you get historical and hysterical?
I didn't do anything! I didn't do anything! I didn't do anything!
Bringing up past wounds and offenses? If so, today we're going to help you. Welcome to the Keep the Fire Burning podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Elvin Thompson.
And I'm your co-host, Lady Valerie Thompson. Today, we're going to help you identify and stop hidden hotspots which aggravate rather than resolve issues. Set and observe rules of engagement, no hidden below the belt, and break the cycle of conflict.
This is going to be good. Yes. So stay tuned for this episode of Keep the Fire Burning.
Researchers estimate that 41% of all first marriages end in divorce. 60% of second marriages end in divorce. 73% of all third marriages end in divorce. The United States has the sixth highest divorce rate in the world.
Wow. Wow, these numbers are alarming.
Yes.
The good news is that while 41% of all first marriages end in divorce, 59% remain happily married.
Yes.
And research shows that out of this 59% who remain happily married, the majority are Christians who put God first in their relationship. So, Valerie, how does a couple identify and stop hitting hot spots which aggravate rather than resolve issues which may lead to divorce if not addressed?
Well, Elvin, we're going to talk about that when we come back. When we talk about fighting, we are not talking about physically assaulting one another. We are talking about when there is a disagreement between the two of them.
Right. Physical assault is never okay and should never be accepted. In fact, it is criminal and should be treated as such.
So here we go. Set some rules of engagement before engaging in verbal combat.
Rather you know it or not, when we talk about fighting fair, when it comes to a relationship, there has to be some rules of engagement, just like the United States Army has to have before they go to war.
Yes. We're going to start by allowing time to cool down.
Yes.
And then find a time and place so kids won't be involved.
This is absolutely true, Valerie. It is important for couples to remember that each person has to have that time to cool down.
Yes.
I didn't always understand that. And I used to just want to force the issue and talk right now. But we had to learn to work together. And I personally had to learn how to give the space needed to cool down and allow calmer heads to prevail.
Absolutely. We had to grow.
We had to grow.
Secondly, remember that conflict should be managed, not avoided.
This is a great point. Listeners, listen. Conflict is not something to be avoided. Conflict has to be managed. Conflict itself is not a problem. The inability to manage the conflict
is
the problem.
Absolutely.
And this deals more with the individual's maturity level than anything else. You have to be mature enough to be able to manage your differences and disagreements the right way.
Yes.
Also, remember, do not be overly aggressive when you do engage one another.
Nope.
And don't be passive aggressive either. Either one of those things are bad. If you're overly aggressive with your mannerism, then that can simply be gasoline being poured on the fire. But then passive aggressiveness, Valerie.
Not any better.
It's not good at all. When you start saying little stuff like, I'm just saying, and I'm just being honest. No, you're just being slick mouth.
Okay.
And even though you may be smiling and calm and trying to say it in a soft tone, that doesn't make it any better.
Right.
And so you have to make sure that you're not either overly aggressive nor passive aggressive.
Next, identify the current problem and deal with it.
Valerie, are you trying to tell me that we can't go back in the past and just keep pulling up everything that has ever happened and any problem that we've ever had? Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Elvin. You don't deal with the current problem. You keep bringing up the past and everything. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
And the same issue will come up again.
Right.
Because it hasn't been dealt with.
You start talking about one thing, and the next day you know you're talking about things that happened 10 years ago. And,
right.
And the issue, the current issue, does not get addressed. So our advice is that you stick to the issue at hand.
Yes.
Don't fight over 100 things at once. And do not allow things to build up to a point that you're now just wanting to dump it all out
right.
before you address it. It is important that you look for a win when you are in this argument, this fight, this conflict. A win, not just for you.
Both sides.
A win for the relationship. The relationship has to be the most important. What good is it if I win, but the relationship is fractured and the relationship loses? What happens if you win, Valerie, but the relationship is so fractured that it cannot survive? So instead of looking for a win for the individual, look for a win for the relationship as a whole.
If you're wrong, apologize.
Wait just a minute, Valerie. Say that again, or as some of our church members would say, so the back row can hear you.
If you're wrong, apologize.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want your relationship to last, when you're wrong, you've got to own that and apologize for it. Don't try to push it off, though. Do not try to act like it did not happen. Listen, take ownership and apologize.
Communicate the behavior that is the problem and not just how you feel.
This is a problem in many relationships when you fight. Instead of communicating and dealing with the behavior, which is the problem, couples spend more time dealing with how they feel.
Right.
And while your feeling is real, you need to get to the root of the behavior. What is the behavior that's causing the pain? You have to explain why the behavior itself is a problem. You have to be able to say, you said this. Okay, that's a behavior. You did this. You're talking about a behavior. Or you did not do this, or you did not do that. Now you're giving specific behaviors that took place.
That's good.
That can be worked on. If you tell me what the behavior is that causing the problem, then we can work on and address those behaviors. But if we spend 50 minutes, 1 hour, 3 hours, 4 hours, 2 days discussing how we feel and never dealing with the behavior, then we really have wasted our time and we are no closer to a resolution than we were when we started.
Absolutely. Stay away from overgeneralizations. Like, you always, or you never. Those phrases are hot spots.
Not only is it not true when you say things like that, it really is hidden below the belt.
Yes, that's dirty.
That's some dirty fighting right there. With you, you always, you never. Really? I mean, really?
Right.
Is that really true, Valerie? When you stop and think about it.
That's not true.
That's not true. You always say that. You always do that. You never. Those are simply, what you call them, Valerie?
Hot spots.
Those are hot spots, hot phrases. Those. Yes. That's some dirty, hidden below the belt type words that are designed to be able to push your point and push pain upon the other person. And that's never any good.
No. And forgive.
Forgive.
Forgive and get over it quickly.
My.
Don't keep reliving the past.
Ladies and gentlemen, please listen to us. Listen to what we have to tell you today. You have to learn to forgive one another. You have to forgive the other person. Whatever is going on, you have to ask yourself, isn't this relationship worth it? And you have to come to that understanding.
Yes.
No one can do it for you. And if you decide you're going to stay in this relationship, and if you're going to make that relationship work, and you want it to be long-lasting and happy, you're going to have to learn to forgive, and you're going to have one of those short memories.
Right.
Where you don't just keep bringing up and reliving that past over and over again. So you got to heal, don't you, Valerie?
You do.
You have to heal. And so we don't want to underestimate that.
Right, and that comes with time.
That comes with what?
It comes with time.
Healing comes with time. And so we've got to understand that's why that time is necessary.
Yes.
So we have to learn to forgive and just stop that. Stop reliving the past. Listen, I'm going to say it one more time. Forgive. Get over it quickly. Don't keep reliving the past. And then I would suggest that you pray together. It's so important to me, couples, if you really want to deal with whatever conflict, get down and join hands and pray together.
Yes. You know, the phrase, you know, it's not in the Bible.
It's not.
The phrase.
Mm-hmm.
When we say a family that prays together stays together.
Right.
Same for a couple.
Right.
The couple that prays together stays together.
I like that, Valerie. And I agree. Although it's not a phrase that is really in the Bible, but the basis for that phrase and the principles behind that phrase is absolutely solid. I believe that a couple that prays together will stay together. And I also believe that it's important that you individually pray for the other person daily.
Yes.
But listen, pray for the other person. And when I say pray for them, don't pray a curse on them now. Don't.
No. Please don't.
Yeah, we don't talk about, Lord, pray this happened to them. We don't want that kind of prayer. I want you to pray for them. Pray for your spouse. Pray for them. Ask the Lord to cover them. Ask the Lord to continue to grow them even as he continues to grow you, and to mature them as he continues to mature you. And if there's an issue, ask the Lord to show them that, and
right,
help them to be able to come to terms with that. And these things are very essential to a relationship. So pray for each other. Pray and pray together as often as you can.
Yes. And if you need professional counseling, get it.
Get it.
There's nothing wrong. Get you some professional counseling from a licensed and trained counselor, or at least a very experienced pastor.
Right. A very
experienced.
A very experienced pastor. I would say a very experienced pastor and first lady.
Yes.
Who really understands how to counsel and has deep experience with counseling of couples. Not everybody is equipped,
right,
to be able to counsel and help couples through the difficult moments of the relationship.
Right. And they may have been pastoring many, many years, but as you say, they may not be experienced in that area.
This is true. And this is also one of the reasons why you and I, Val, often talk about SMBIS.
Yes.
And the Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts program of counseling, where we sit down with couples prior to them saying, I do, so that we can work through some of the itches and issues and try to resolve as many issues before the marriage that we can. And if we cannot resolve all, and we cannot resolve them, or if we cannot resolve all the issues prior to, at least you got a good firm foundation,
right,
upon which to build. But if couples need it, there's absolutely no shame in seeking professional counseling. It's better to do that than to just toss your marriage away.
Yes.
In far too many circumstances, Valerie, people are just running away. The numbers are clear.
Right.
When you're talking about 41% of marriages, of first-time marriages.
Yes.
41% of first-time marriages ending in divorce. You're not going to tell me that out of that 41%, everybody went through all the steps and did everything they could to try to save. There are some who did, and God bless you. If you did and you're listening to us, my hat goes off to you. I pray for you.
You did your best.
You did the best you can, but it takes two to tangle.
That's right.
It takes two to tangle. You can't save it if the other person don't want to save it.
That's right.
But, First Lady, you're not going to tell me out of the 41% of divorces, and America being the sixth in the world,
right,
that out of that, everyone is doing the best they can. And before you throw away your marriage, seek counseling. Sit down with someone. If you prayed about it, you've tried to walk through these rules of engagement, of fighting, seek counseling. And make sure the person who's counseling you is qualified to do so. Remember, fight fair and live and love to fight another day. Well, this has been another great discussion. Join us next week for another episode of Keep the Fire Burning. And remember, if you have a question for us or comment, you can email us at ktfbpodcast@gmail.com.
You can listen to the podcast each Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Simplecast, and follow us on Twitter at Keep the Fire Burning.
Join us next week for another episode of
Keep the Fire Burning.